Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Masechta Machshirim. We are in the fourth parak, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Kupa she Malaya Tormisin. Now Tormisin, that's are special types of beans that are quite bitter on their own. However, once you boil them in water, it gets rid of the bitter taste and becomes very sweet and tasty. It became a dessert. So let's say we have a person who's tamei, an av hatuma, who takes a basket filled with these types of beans, these tormisin, where there was no hechsher lekabel tum, and he sticks it in the mikvah. So by holding the mikvah, the basket to take it into the mikvah, this tamei person makes the basket tamei. It's a person who's tamei touching something else, that something else becomes a rishon l'tumah. But now this basket didn't convey tumah to the tormisin, because the tormisin would have become a sheni l'tumah, but in this situation, they were never moksha l'kabel tumah. So moshit yado v'notel tormisin misocha ve'eim taurin. The Mishnah tells us, if this tummy person gets a hold of the tormisin in the basket while they're still in the water, they don't become tummy because he touched it. Because although he wetted the tormisin by sticking him in the mikvah, mikvah water can't make water moshe l'kabel tumah. It's considered connected to the ground, and so long as they're inside the water, there is no problem, all right? But helam in amayim, if he picks it up from the water, in other words, he picks up the whole box, including the tormisin, out of the water, hanogim bakupa tameim, the tormisin beans that are actually touching the box, which are now tamei, with the box is now tamei, so those are going to be tameim. Ushar kol tormisin torim, but the rest of the tormisin in the basket that didn't touch the basket, even though they're moshe l'kabel tumah, they never came into contact with the source of tumah, and so therefore it's going to be okay, and they're going to be okay. So the Mishnah continues and says, "Tzinon shebimahara." Let's say I have a radish in a cave, the radish that had not already become moshe l'kabel tumah, and there's a spring in the cave. So nida madi chasov utar, a woman who's a nida, who's an avatuma and can be metami food. If she washes the radish in the spring in the cave, it doesn't become tamei. This is a dry radish inside a spring in the cave. That's considered mechuba lakarka. It's water that's connected to the ground, which is not able to be machshir. And so although she's happy with the fact that it got wet, right, still notwithstanding, it's going to keep things tor. Halasu koshu min amayim, if she picked it up out of the water, then tamei, then of course the water that's still hanging on to the radish, which is no longer connected, so that's going to be machshir there to be mekabel tumah, and she as anida is going to go happy about the fact that the water got onto the radish. It has affected hechsher lekabel tumah, and since in the process she has already affected hechsher lekabel tumah, it's going to become tamei in the process. Peiro shenaflu l'toch hamasa amayim. What happens if you have fruit that fell into a channel of water? Upashat mishu yadav tameos unetalon. And somebody who has a tuma de rabbanon on his hands, that's the gezeiros chazal, and he sticks them inside the water and takes them out of the water. So yadav taoros, right? His hands are going to become tor because his hands were washed appropriately. Vapeiros taorim. And the fruit is going to be Torah. He didn't want the water on his hands. But if he had in time, right? If he had in mind, right, that this is the way it was, then the fruit's going to be b'chiyutan, because the water from his hands is going to be good for him to have on his hands, and that's going to make it something that he wanted, and in such a situation, he's going to be responsible for having affected a full-fledged hechsher lekabel tumah, for which there is going to be a situation of moksha lekabel tumah. We'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.